Today on Compassion Radio.
One of the incredible gifts of traveling and seeing the broader body of Christ is watching the way that, exactly as you've just articulated, our joy is not linked to our possessions. Our joy is not linked to our security. Our joy is linked to our relationship with a God who loves us.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram takes you with him to the farthest corners of the globe, where he spends time with the people who've been called to share the love of Jesus Christ in the mission field. Sarah Yardley is the director of Creation Fest, a huge youth-oriented organization in Cornwall, England, that ministers the love of God to the youth in the UK with live music, preaching, artists, and other gifted performers. Sarah was born and raised in sunny Southern California. Today, she shares her story with Bram about how God called her to not-so-sunny England and how he's using her ministry experience and background in missions to impact the hearts of the young people the Lord sends her way. I'm Frank Montenegro, and here's the final part of their conversation.
I'm hearing what you're describing this Creation Fest to be somewhere between the Christian Woodstock of England and Cirque du Soleil, bringing the most fascinating, excellent, and over-the-top unexpectedness of great spectacle. I mean, I just finished watching a few days ago The Greatest Showman, the story of P.T. Barnum.
Yes. Now
we look back with him as a sort of icon of American ingenuity and entertainment. So he has a kind of resonance with us in America for being somebody who was the kind that could overcome all kinds of obstacles to accomplish incredible things and has become part of the American lore. Now, it's not a real tale. I mean, this is very much a stylized retelling of our impression of who P.T. Barnum should be in our culture. But it is something that has resonance and power even over generations. Now, I believe that Christian artists are the ones that are renowned for centuries, whether or not their movements or their style or even their culture passes away. Think about the power of the Wesleys. And the power of the hymns is even more far-reaching than the history of Methodism. And even the Methodists are worldwide. But it is the art and the soul and the passion of the music that has resonated and still resonates over the centuries.
Absolutely. And that's both been a significant element of what we've discovered at Creation Fest. Many people over the years have come in simply because there is a music festival and they'll check out any music festival. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite stories is a 50-year-old man who wandered on site because he thought the music was interesting. Mm-hmm. Came to know Jesus and stopped me on the street an hour and a half away from the festival on a town and said, "Oh, I came to know Jesus at your music festival."
Amen.
I think music has had that huge connection and draw. But equally, exactly as you've said, particularly with the younger generation, I think singing forth the words of truth,
yes,
puts the truth into their minds and hearts in a way that the preached message may not always do. And so I think that there's an opportunity to preach the gospel faithfully. But I do know that for the younger generation, they'll listen to a song,
yeah,
before they'll sit for a preacher.
That's true. I think about just the anecdotes we hear all the time about people with dementia at the very end of their lifespan. If everything else has evaporated away, they don't sit there saying sermons. The last things that seem to be with them in their soul, in their spirit, is music. They will sing a song they knew as a child, even if they can't remember your name.
And one of the beauties of the Calvary Chapel legacy that I grew up with is growing up with these songs of faith. This last Sunday, we sang that beautiful song, "Jesus, Holy and Anointed One, Your name is like honey on my lips." And these beautiful songs, as you've said, they often transcend the centuries with their truth.
Amen. Well, let's make that turn now, Sarah, if you don't mind. Let's go back to the roots of an evangelical and missional life, because you're living one now. It didn't happen in a vacuum, and you were invested in by people who loved you but loved Jesus even more. So tell me about your upbringing.
So I grew up within the Calvary Chapel Church movement. I came from my earliest ages to a church called Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa. Chuck Smith was my pastor my whole life long. Had the joy of journeying through Scripture 7 times with him. Genesis to Revelation, book by book, verse by verse. And I think one of the incredible legacies of that is I grew up from my youngest age believing that God's word was true, mm-hmm. expecting that the Spirit was already at work, and with public testimonies of life transformation in front of me every single day.
Amen.
And so I think that gave me a gloriously optimistic
yes.
and realistic view of what happens when we live and believe in the power of God's word.
Well, if you get through the book of Revelation, you can't be both horrified and glorified. I mean, is there not a book that has full expectation of the unbelievable resolution of things that only God could do? If you spend time camping in that one book, how could you not believe in an awesome God?
Revelation alone, along with the Ezekiel visions mm-hmm. and the phenomenal stories of Christ that we find in each of the Gospels, the more I know God's word, the more I love God's word, because it gives us a picture of life.
Sarah, in my travels and in the way we've focused on the suffering church around the world, usually under persecution or deprivation because of the opposition to the gospel, I have noticed that the most joyful people are the ones who suffer the most. So those who have the highest optimism for God's ability to transform circumstances and people are the ones that have seen the worst. And it baffles me at times because it seems like such a paradox. But those that I've met that have experienced suffering or have suffered for Christ see it as one of the greatest honors that a human being could ever aspire to, much less experience. It's nonsensical to the outside eyes, and yet it's real. So tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so in my travels, I've just been to my 81st country, and I think one of the incredible gifts of traveling and seeing the broader body of Christ is watching the way that, exactly as you've just articulated, our joy is not linked to our possessions, our joy is not linked to our security, our joy is linked to our relationship with a God who loves us. And I'll always remember visiting a small church in Myanmar. They'd only recently had the country opened up to the gospel, and we traveled for 2 hours to reach this church, spoke for about 45 minutes on scripture, and then closed the Bibles, and the 22 believers who had gathered said, "Is that all?" And they were so hungry for more of God's word, more of God's spirit, more fellowship. And I thought about how many times I've sat in churches in wealthy countries and watched people yawn or look at their phones or wonder when we would be finished.
Yeah.
And here's a group of people who have almost nothing, but they are hungry more than anything else to know the word of God. And it's a picture that has stayed with me for many years and one that I pray for more of in my own life.
Yeah. And usually because we get deprived of the junk food and discover real food, that we discover
yes.
bread of life, and we actually get hungry for it. I think that's what the Beatitudes is all about. What does it mean to truly be happy? We don't know until we're detoxed from the things that are keeping us from real food.
Absolutely. It is that picture, isn't it, of the kid who stuffed himself on cotton candy
mm-hmm.
and then doesn't have space for the steak dinner.
Yeah.
And so I think in so many ways, moving to England and living and serving Christ here has stripped me from the cotton candy, but it's given me the heartiness of what it means to live and walk with God.
Sarah, before we finish up today, I want to ask you one more question we can be a bit expansive on, and that is this. You were raised in a beautiful place with a beach culture, lots of sunshine, a family that comes out of maybe a dissipation lifestyle where God pulled them off the beach and said, "Hey, I got more for you in life, and your kids are going to know about Jesus, and you're going to actually walk with him and expect great things from God." You've also gone many places around the world which are emerging or are facing great trials and tribulations as a culture, as an economy, and as a society, where the gospel is now making inroads that's never gone before. You're now living in a first world country that is far different climate-wise than what you grew up with, but is full of opportunity and full of great ways to reach others, and your plate's full. You've got a lot of places. Where are you the happiest?
That's such a beautiful question, Bram, and I think that I am the happiest when I am simply and peacefully a daughter of God. And there's so many geographical locations that that could mean. There's so many time zones I can be in for that. There's so many open doors, more open doors than I could ever step through. Yeah. But I find my greatest joy and identity in simply resting in the relationship I have with Jesus Christ and God my Father. And so I think that the joy comes less from the geography and more from that personal, vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ. I'd love to say for anyone who's listening to this, I would invite you to come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. That's what has changed and identified my life in so many ways. And I know that the heartbeat of this radio program is to share that there is joy in knowing Jesus Christ.
Amen to that.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Now, if you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again whenever it's convenient just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry and check out all the other great resources at CompassionRadio.com. You know, the book of Psalms has inspired musicians to compose songs, writers to write books and commentaries, and artists to paint and draw wonderful works of art. And that's why right now we'd like to tell you about the Psalms in Color coloring book. This beautifully illustrated book contains more than 60 pages filled with gorgeous drawings for you to color, along with bookmarks and gift tags, all centered around the Psalms from the Bible. There are also blank pages for you to color and write down what God is saying to you through His Word. The Psalms in Color coloring book is the perfect gift for the person in your life who enjoys expressing their love for God through drawing and coloring. Kids 10 and older, grown-ups, and seniors alike will love this wonderful coloring book. And we'd love to send you a copy of it today as our way of saying thanks for your financial gift to Compassion Radio. You can contact us right now by calling 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. You know, your gifts make it possible for us to keep bringing you these amazing stories from the mission field, so please consider how God would have you support this ministry. And be sure to ask for your copy of the Psalms in Color coloring book when you contact us today. Again, you can call 800-868-2478. Or you can go to CompassionRadio.com.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Came to me, gave up your life to rescue. That's a song called The Father's Love by KXC out of the UK, here on Compassion Radio.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Compassion Radio is here not just to teach the truth, but to provide you with opportunities to do the truth. That's why we've built and supported an orphanage in Hong Kong, provided beds for homeless children in India, counseled street kids in Hollywood, ministered to widows, carried Bibles into China and Vietnam, helped establish churches and provide Bibles in Indonesia, North Korea, and Southeast Asia, provided sight for the blind in Africa, aided refugees from Kosovo, and given tens of thousands of dollars to feed the hungry. Our goal is to teach the word clearly and accurately, always applying that word to building the kingdom. And we invite you to join our family as we learn together, witness together, and serve together. Please go to CompassionRadio.com today to find out more about this ministry. Again, that's CompassionRadio.com.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
I'd love to say for anyone who's listening to this, I would invite you to come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. That's what has changed and identified my life in so many ways. And I know that the heartbeat of this radio program is to share that there is joy in knowing Jesus Christ.
Amen to that. Sarah, if you would, since you are representative of a bridge generation, you've been through the early days of Christian rock and the coastal beach movement that became things like Calvary Chapel and became a great influencer of worship life all across the world, in the music that flowed out of coastal California back in the 70s and 80s. As somebody who's seen that growing up in it and has benefited greatly from that culture, and as you've seen it go forward to a new generation, and they're looking for their own artists, their own heroes, as they find their way back to truth in this generation full of social media and all kinds of distractions that even you and I didn't experience growing up. I would like you to pray over the future of Christian outreach around the world. I mean, there are many people listening to this program that just want to be part of something bigger than themselves. They may not even know what it is yet, but they know they're called. They're called to something deeper and more meaningful. And as you said, you can be absolutely at peace and at home wherever you are as long as the peace and Jesus' home is living within you. So, if you would, for the folks that are listening today, would you pray for them?
Absolutely. It would be a great honor. And I'm going to pray from the words of Philippians chapter 2. God, I pray that for those who are listening, that they would be encouraged in Christ, that they would be comforted in love, that you would invite them to participation with the Holy Spirit. God, I pray that as they hear what we have spoken about today, that you would allow them to complete your joy, that you'd give them your mind. And I pray that there would be nothing done from selfish ambition or conceit, but that you would fill our listeners with a humility that counts others more significant than themselves. We thank you that Jesus has shown us this same kind of love. And so I pray that for those who are listening, they would hold fast to the word of life, that you would allow them to run neither in vain or labor in vain. We thank you for your calling, for your spirit, and for your son, Jesus Christ. We pray that there would be those who are listening here today who would be given clear and specific guidance for your calling for their lives. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Sarah Yardley, now of Creation Fest in the UK, but also a daughter of the King who's traveled many places as an ambassador. And now God has made her very much at home doing his work amongst the people of, as she said, a post-Christian generation in England, but also the launching pad for all great things usually happens in those great world cities and those international countries that have influence and leverage. So you are definitely in a place that is going to be used, and I believe will be continued to be used by God to help pepper the kingdom of God around the world with a vibrant worship life and the courage to reach others for Christ no matter what the circumstances. And thank you for joining us today on Compassion Radio.
Thank you.
Now, if you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. If you have a minute, go ahead and take our partner survey. This is a great way for us to learn how to better serve you here at Compassion Radio. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, I'd like to ask you to consider three things. First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? You know, sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the exciting reports Bram brings us from the mission field all over the world. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? We are 100% listener-supported, so your gifts make it possible for us to continue. Now today when you give, we'll send you a copy of the Psalms and Color Coloring Book, a beautifully illustrated book that contains more than 60 pages filled with gorgeous drawings for you to color, along with bookmarks and gift tags all centered around the Psalms from the Bible. There are also blank pages for you to color and write down what God is saying to you through His Word. The Psalms and Color Coloring Book is the perfect gift for the person in your life who enjoys expressing their love for God through drawing and coloring. Kids 10 and older, adults, and seniors alike will love this wonderful coloring book. And we'd love to send you a copy of it today as our way of saying thanks for your financial gift to Compassion Radio. Call us right now at 800-868-2478 or visit CompassionRadio.com on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you're there, just click the donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. And thank you so much. Here's Bram with a closing word.
Hi, friends. For almost 75 years now, you've generously enabled the ministry, projects, and vision of our founders, Wilbur and Norm Nelson. Today, we continue to need your support and prayers. In fact, we accomplish nothing without it. If you've ever been encouraged by this broadcast, if you've been challenged in your faith walk, if we've helped you to see the kingdom in a fresh, new way, if we've ever encouraged you to act in obedience, then we've accomplished our goal. Please help us continue to offer this timely and inspiring program here each day. Your gift is needed now more than ever. Contact us by phone, mail, or online. 1-800-868-2478. Or P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And of course, CompassionRadio.com.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We appreciate you. And please be sure to come back again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.